今天我们有一些与我们同心一同侍奉的朋友从远方而来，第一次与我们一同敬拜，我们欢迎你。
Today we have friends from far and away who join us in worship this morning, and we would like to welcome you.
我们今天会来看马可福音第九章。
Today we will look at Mark chapter 9.
马可福音第九章，我们会从第十四节看到第二十九节。
And we'll be looking this morning from verse 14 to verse 29.
在我们还没有念这段经文之前，让我首先指大家向这个二十三节这里看。
And before we jump in to look at this, I just want you to take a glance at verse 23.
二十三节，耶稣对他说：“你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。”第二十四节，孩子的父亲立时喊着说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
Verse 23 and 4, it says, "And Jesus said to him, 'If you can, all things are possible for one who believes.' Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, 'I believe, help my unbelief.'"
所以这段经文是有关信或者信心。
And so this message is about faith or belief.
这个有关信心的功课，而且这里讲到这个祷告，其实就是这个信心的表现。
And this lesson on, it is a lesson on faith, and it is a look at prayer, which is an expression of that faith.
是的，我们今天是行事不凭着眼见，是凭着信心。
And indeed, today we walk by faith and not by sight.
所以我们需要祷告。
And so we need to pray.
刚才唱的那一首歌，我们的弟兄提到说，最后一段说，当我们与耶稣面对面的时候，我们就不再需要祷告。
The song we sang just now, and the fact that in the last verse it says,that one day we will come face to face with our Lord and we will no longer need to pray.
因为到那个时候我们是凭着眼见不凭着信心。
Because on that day we will be walking with our sight and not by faith.
不过今天我们是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
But while we're here on this earth, we now walk by faith and not by sight.
保罗也跟加拉太的教会这么的说，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
Paul in the book of Galatians says, "And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God."
希伯来书第十一章第一节也告诉我们，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
In Hebrews 11, the great treatise on faith, it says,Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen.
所以我们相信，而且我们有信心。信心就是支持着每一个基督徒所必备的。
And so now we have faith. We believe and we have faith. And it is believers' hope.
为什么我们现在是凭信心，不是凭眼见呢？
Why is it now we walk by faith and not by sight?
因为我们信的这一位神，我们没有见过。
Because this God that we believe in is not a God that we have seen before.
我们信的基督，我们也没有见过。
The Jesus that we believe in, we have not seen with our own eyes.
我们信的圣灵也没有见过。
The Holy Spirit that we believe in, we have not seen either.
我们所信的这一个复活，我们也从来没有经历过。
This resurrection from the dead, we have not experienced.
所以我们是凭着信心而活。
And so it is by faith that we live.
不过我们的信心不是盲的。
But it is not a blind faith.
我们的信心是有凭有据的。
It is a faith that has that is rooted in a hope.
这个有凭有据的信心是通过圣经让我们看见我们所信的到底是什么。
And this hope is founded in the Bible and it tells us what our faith is.
我们来看马可福音的时候，我们记得使徒与耶稣同行了大约两年之久，所以他们与耶稣热进热出的时候，都是看到耶稣所行的，他们所做的一切是凭着眼见，而不是凭信心。
We've come in our study of the book of Mark, and we've come to understand that the disciples have been walking with Jesus now for about 2 years. They have seen the works that he had done, the miracles that he had done, and they have been walking by sight because they've been seeing it.
不过我们将要进入一个阶段，就是耶稣即将要到十字架上钉死了，而且当他钉死之后就会复活，然后荣升到天上去。当那个时候发生这件事之后呢，使徒就没有的再看见耶稣了。
But we're coming to a part of the Gospel of Mark where Jesus is about to go onto the cross, and he will die, and he will be raised from the dead, and then he will ascend into heaven. We're coming to a part where the disciples will not be able to see.
所以当耶稣荣升到天上之后，使徒所需要的就是信心，因为他们不能够再见到耶稣。所以在这里耶稣就要教导他们一个信心的功课，这一个功课当然也是给我们学习的。
And so, because they will not be able to see, what they need now most is faith to deal with the challenges that are to come. And so we see here that Jesus gives them a lesson on faith.
所以我们今天这一堂信息的主题就是信心的表现，就是祷告。
Which is where we get our title for today's message, Prayer, the Expression of Faith.
所以让我们首先来读这段经文，马可福音第九章第十四到二十九节。
Let us read this passage together.
耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。众人一见耶稣都甚稀奇，就跑上去问他的安。耶稣问他们说，你们和他们辩论的是什么？众人中间有一个人回答说，夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着，无论在哪里鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们却是不能。耶稣说，哎，不信的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。他们就带了他来，他一见耶稣，鬼便叫他重重的抽风，倒在地上翻来覆去，口中流沫。耶稣问他父亲说，他得这病有多少日子呢？回答说，从小的时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里水里要灭他。你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。耶稣对他说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。孩子的父亲立时喊着说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那污鬼说，你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风，就出来了，孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。但耶稣拉着他的手扶他起来，他就站起来了。耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说，我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？耶稣说，非用祷告，这一类的鬼总不能出来。
Mark 9 verse 14 to verse 29. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, what are you arguing about with them? And someone from the crowd answered him, teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able. And he answered them, O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought the boy to him, and when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy. And he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth.And Jesus asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, you mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer.
我们记得在这一段经文之前，就是耶稣登山变相的那一段经文。
We remember that just before this passage, it was Jesus's transfiguration on the mount.
所以在山上，耶稣在三个门徒的面前变了相，这个是为了鼓励门徒，让他们知道有这个确据，将来会得荣耀。
And he was transfigured before three of his closest apostles in order to let them know that there was a moment of glory, there was glory coming to them in the future.
我们知道这些门徒他们的信心非常的软弱，而且心也时常是刚硬的。
We also saw that these apostles, their faith was often weak and their hearts were often hard.
因为在第八章，当耶稣喂饱了这四千人的时候，耶稣问这个门徒，难道你们还是不明白吗？你们的心还是刚硬吗？
And you will remember in chapter 8, after the feeding of the 4,000, Jesus asked them, do you not yet understand?
所以门徒需要的是不断的有这个耶稣的教导，教导他们应该做的是什么。
These apostles needed constant teaching by Jesus as to what to think and what to do.
如果门徒与耶稣花了两年时间之久一起，他们不断地看耶稣行神迹，还是需要耶稣提醒，还是需要耶稣教导，我们今天更加的需要这个圣经的教导。
If these apostles, having walked with our Lord for 2 years and seeing all the things that he had done, if these people had to constantly be corrected and taught, what more us?
所以耶稣带着这三个门徒登山变相之后，然后这一段经文就让我们看见耶稣从山上下来的时候，看见其他的门徒所发生的是什么事情，就让我们看见的这一个功课就是信心的表现。
Our passage today takes us from that mount, and as Jesus descended to that mount from that glory, from the transfiguration, he comes to see what the other disciples were there doing, and he leads us to this lesson on faith.
今天的信息第一点就是祷告的需要。
Our first point today is the need for prayer.
祷告的需要，我们在第十四节到第十八节就看见这里，因为有着一个孩子他被鬼附。
The first few verses from 14 to 18 set the scene for us, and we see this child who is possessed by a demon.
这里是非常的恐怖的一个场面，因为我们看见这个被鬼附的孩子，而且这一个鬼他作弄这个孩子，把孩子摔在这个地上。
It is a horrific scene. We see that this demon, having possessed the boy, throws him down onto the ground.
有很多人可能会讲这个孩子是疯了。
Many would have said that this boy was mad.
不过很明显的，这一段经文让我们看见他是被巫鬼附着。
But it's clear here that he was possessed by a demon.
这一个巫鬼就是撒旦的使者，是在这一个世界上运作的。
And these demons are Satan's minions.
他们就在我们的世界里运作。
And it is in our world that they act and they go about.
时常他们是看不见的，是隐形的。
And very often they cannot be seen.
不过在耶稣的时代，因为这一个耶稣的缘故，所以我们发现这个撒旦的使者他们是不断的 抵抗耶稣。
Yet it was in Jesus' time, and precisely because it was Jesus was around, we get to see that these demons were constantly opposing Jesus.
所以耶稣与三个门徒在登山变相之后，现在回到这个山下，就在第十四节，让我们看见耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。
And so having come down from the mount after being transfigured before the three apostles, we reach verse 14. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them.
所以第十四节这里所讲的门徒是剩下的九个门徒，他们被留了在山下。
And so in verse, the disciples that verse 14 refers to are the remaining nine that were left behind.
有许多人围着他们，为什么呢？因为可能这一些人看见门徒，就以为耶稣也在那里，就全部人都来了。
And it says that a great crowd was around them, and perhaps these people saw the apostles and assumed that Jesus was with them.
而且文士也来了，为什么？因为我们知道耶稣出现的地方，文士还有法利赛人都会同时出现，因为他们为的是要否认耶稣。
And it appears that the scribes have also shown up, and we've seen before that wherever Jesus shows up, the scribes and the Pharisees would also show up because the scribes and the Pharisees were there to test him.
他们要否认耶稣。
And in fact, they wanted to discredit him.
这里就告诉我们文士和这九个门徒在辩论。
This verse tells us that the scribes and the disciples were arguing.
第十六节，耶稣问他们说：“你们和他们辩论的是什么？”
In verse 16, he asks the disciples, "What are you arguing about with them?"
我们发现门徒没有回答，这个文士也没有回答。
We see that there was no recorded response by either the scribes or the disciples.
为什么？因为很有可能这个门徒在这个时候是在非常尴尬的场面。
Why it is likely that because they were in a difficult situation, a hard situation.
因为我们知道有一个人带着他被鬼扶着的孩子来到这里，请门徒把鬼赶出来，不过门徒却失败了。
Because we see that the scene is a person bringing his possessed son to the disciples, and the disciples had failed.
所以文士在那里与他们辩论，很有可能文士在指责他们，或者在嗤笑他们，在讥笑他们，你们已经失败了，怎么还能够说你们所讲的是正确的呢？
And you can imagine the scene that they were in the midst of as they had failed, and the scribes were there possibly laughing at them that they had already failed. What are they trying to do?
所以在这个时候我们就发现这个门徒他们没有回答，是在他们中间的一个人，这个人就是那个被鬼扶着的孩子的父亲。
In that silence, we see a voice come up, and it is the father of the son who is possessed.
这个人来到神的，就是耶稣的面前，在第十七节，众人中间有一个人回答说：“夫子，我带了我儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼扶着。”
In verse 17 it says, "And someone from the crowd answered him, 'Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute.'"
马太福音第十七章那里也有记载这相同的事件。马太福音告诉我们，这一个人来的时候他跪下说：“主啊。”
In the Gospel of Matthew, it records the same account, but it adds a bit more, and it says, when the man came to him, he knelt before him and said, "Lord."
所以这一个人他对耶稣有相当的信心，不一定很大，不过有一点点信心。
And so that we see that this man has some semblance of faith.
所以他称耶稣为主啊。
Which is why he comes before Jesus and says, "Lord."
所以在这里我们发现门徒他们非常的尴尬，可能非常的惭愧，不敢出声。所以当这个人提起这件事情的时候，就让我们看见原来是门徒失败了。
And it's likely that the apostles were feeling were having failed. They were feeling dejected. They were confused.And in the midst of that, we see this man who comes before Jesus and says, "Lord."
这个十八节，我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出来， 赶出去，他们却是不能。
He says that I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able.
无论在哪里，鬼捉弄他，第十八节，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。
He says whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid.
很有可能这个孩子因着这个巫鬼的这个行动行为，就让他的脑受了震荡，他已经是深深的受了伤害的一个孩子。
And it is very likely that having gone through so much abuse from this demon, that this person, this boy, had suffered some physical lasting effects.
门徒在这一方面失败了，是令人惊讶的事情。
The fact that the disciples had failed over here is something that was surprising.
因为我们记得在第六章马可福音第六章第七节的时候，耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，差遣他们两个两个的出去，也赐给他们权柄治复污鬼。第十三节告诉我们，门徒他们出去传道，赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。所以门徒在赶鬼治病方面有相当大的成就。
And it's surprising because if you remember in chapter 6 verse 7 it says, And he called the 12 and he began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. In verse 13 it says, And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick.And healed them. And so the authority that they were given was great.
而且他们有了成功。
Not only that, they had seen success.
不过这一次却失败了。
Yet this time they failed.
我们会看到这个失败的原因是什么。不过在这之前，我们在这里看见这一个父亲带着被巫鬼扶着的孩子来找耶稣，这里让我们看见他有这个需要，有一个非常大的需要。
And we will eventually get to why they failed. But here now we're looking at the father who brought his son, who was possessed by the demon, and he had a need.
所以这个就是今天第一点，就是祷告的需要。
And that is where we get point one today, the need for prayer.
可能我们会觉得今天我们都没有这一回事，我们不会有这个巫鬼扶着等等的，我们从来没有见过。
You may say, oh, but this doesn't happen nowadays. We've never even seen someone be possessed by a demon.
所以我们有这个祷告的需要吗？
So why do we need to pray?
保罗在以弗所书那里告诉我们，我们并不是与血肉、属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的、已经天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Paul says in Ephesians 6:12, For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
今天撒旦还有他的使者还是在我们的世界运行。
Satan and his minions are amongst us in this world.
可能不是有人被巫鬼扶着，不过撒旦还有他的使者，既然还是在运行的话，我们也是有这个祷告的需要。
And though you may not see possession, the fact is Satan and his minions still work amongst us, and therefore there is a constant need for prayer.
撒旦跟他的使者的运行方式不一定是伏在一个人的身上，他们有许多不同的这个方式来欺骗人。
The demonic forces do not only have one way of influencing or attacking us. It may not always be possession. There are ways that they will deceive and lie to us.
所以我们还是与这些属灵的这个恶魔征战。
And so that's why we continue to have this war against spiritual forces.
在同样的一段经文，保罗教导我们如何的与这些属灵气的恶魔征战。
And in the same passage, Paul teaches us and tells us how we might have that struggle.
当然，我们记得这段经文就是讲到神所赐的全副军装。
And of course, in this same passage we see the full armor of God.
不过同时也是需要祷告，因为以弗所书六章十八节在提到了这个神所赐的军装之后，保罗说要靠这圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
And you will remember as Paul having spoken about the full armor of God, he then talks about howThere's a need to be praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication, to that end keeping alert with all perseverance and making supplication for all the saints.
所以我们今天还处于这个世界，在这个世界里面生活，我们还是面对着同样的一个需要。
And so we see that even in our modern day as we live in this world, there is a need for prayer.
我们在这个世上没有能力，我们所得的能力就是要通过祷告。
We have no strength of our own, and the strength that we receive is from prayer.
所以让我们来看第二点，就是第十九到二十七节，我们看见这个祷告的谦卑。
Our second point is the humility in prayer, verse 19 to 27.
为什么使徒在赶鬼这一方面失败了呢？
Why was it that the apostles in exorcising this person failed?
第十九节耶稣说，爱不信的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？
In verse 19 Jesus says, O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you?
耶稣在之前已经形容过这一些不信的以色列人，这些不信的文士还有不信的法利赛人，已经形容他们为没有信心的人。
This is not the first time that Jesus had referred to the Pharisees and the scribes as a faithless generation.
我们也记得耶稣在这个第六章的时候已经开始对这些法利赛人还有文士施行审判。
We also see that since chapter 6, Jesus' posture towards these Pharisees and scribes has been one of judgment.
他已经不再向他们显神迹。
He had ceased showing them signs and miracles.
在之前，在第八章的时候，当这些法利赛人要求耶稣给他们看神迹的时候，耶稣说：“我不在你们面前行神迹了。”
And in chapter 8, where the Pharisees had demanded a sign, he said he will not do it anymore.
所以在这里，为什么他又在这么说呢？
Why does he say?Faithless generation again over here.
所以很有可能在这里，耶稣其实不是在说以色列的这些众人，他是指着他的门徒所说的。
It is likely that his reference here is not to Israel in general, but to his apostles.
因为他们失败了，虽然耶稣赐给他们能力，他们还是失败了，所以耶稣就对他们说：“不信的世代啊，其实是不信的使徒啊。”
Because even though he had given them that authority and power, still here they had failed. And he was saying, you faithless apostles.
在这个马太福音也让我们看见耶稣同样的回答说，你这不信又悖逆的世代。
We see the same in Matthew 17:17, where Jesus answered, of faithless and twisted generation.
这一个使徒在这一方面，他们的信对耶稣的信心，他们衰退了。
And we see that they had that their faith had slipped.
他们之前有信耶稣吗？当然有，不过在这里却没有。
Had they before believed and had faith in Jesus? Yes, of course they did. Here, however, it seems that they didn't.
为什么呢？因为之前耶稣常与他们同在，就在他们的身边，所以他们是凭着眼见，很容易信。
Before, in all the other circumstances, Jesus was with them, Jesus walked with them, and they saw him with them.
所以当他们是凭着眼见的时候，就很容易信。
And so, if they walked by sight and they could see him, they had faith.
不过现在他不在，他在山上，记得吗？在山上的时候，与三个门徒在山上登山变相的时候，这另外九个门徒在山下就失败了。
But remember the setting here. Jesus was away from them, and he was coming down from the mountain after his transfiguration. They were alone.
所以他们就成了不信的人。
And in that setting, they became a faithless generation.
耶稣继续说：“把他带到我这里吧。” 二十节，他们就带了他来，他一见耶稣，鬼便叫他重重的抽风，倒在地上翻来覆去，口中流沫。
And so Jesus says, "Bring him to me." And they brought him. They brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth.
耶稣问父亲说，他得这病有多少日子呢？
Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?"
这个非常美妙的一段对话。
This is such a wonderful exchange.
耶稣难道不知道吗？
Does Jesus not know?
当然耶稣知道。
Of course he does.
而且我们也知道后来这个父亲跟耶稣说，在第二十二节，鬼屡次把他扔在火里水里要灭他，就是说这个鬼的用意是要杀死这一个孩子。
Jesus obviously knew, and in fact in verse 22 the father said to Jesus that this demon often casts the son into fire and into water to destroy him.
这个魔鬼要杀死这个孩子，不过却不成功。
This demon wanted to destroy the boy, but he never succeeded.
我们知道肯定是因为神不让他成功。
And we know it's because God prevented him from destroying the boy.
所以这一次就有这个机会能够来到主的面前，使他得医治，为的是教导他们这个信心与祷告的功课。
Because here was an opportunity, here was a moment that Jesus could then teach them this lesson on prayer.
所以耶稣所要这个父亲所经历的，就是把他的这个苦难苦楚等等的都倾倒在耶稣的面前。
And this question was an invitation from Jesus for the father to express the pain and the suffering that had been happening to him, to his son.
所以父亲就回答说，从小的时候鬼屡次把他扔在火里水里要灭他，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
It was Jesus' prompt for the father to say that from childhood this demon has cast him into fire and water to destroy him, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.
耶稣不只是一股能量，
Jesus was not
不只是一个能力。
It was not a power.
耶稣是一个人。
Oh, okay. He was a man.
他是一个非常有爱心的神，成为人，道成肉身。在这里，他就邀请这个父亲来到他的面前，一一的诉说，倾倒他的心事。
He was not just a power, but he was a man, and he had compassion for this father and this son, and therefore he invited him to explain and describe the pain that he had felt.
所以当这个父亲来到耶稣面前的时候，他就说，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
And so when the father came before Jesus, he said, if you can, help us.
若你能，
if you can,
这个父亲有着微小的信心，不过他不是很知道耶稣是否真的有这个能力。
This man, this father had a small measure of faith, and it was a semblance of faith, but he wasn't sure if Jesus had the power.
我们知道之前有人这么跟耶稣说，我知道你行，不过你能，我知道你能，不过你会这么做吗？
We've seen before that someone has said, I know that you can, but will you?
现在这个父亲是，我知道你愿意，不过你能吗？
And now the father is saying, almost implying to say that I know you will, but can you?
耶稣对他说，你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。
In response, Jesus said, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes.
所以在这里就是我们所要学习的功课，就是我们对神必须要有信心。
Herein lies the lesson today that we must have faith in God.
不过这一个信心的表现是要通过祷告。
But this faith, the expression of this faith is in prayer.
因为我们来到神的面前，不是 哑口无言，完全不出声，我们需要来到神的面前，需要向他求告。
Because we do not come before the Lord in complete silence, we come before the Lord to plead for His help.
而且我们求告的时候需要有着正确的态度。
And as we do that pleading and as we pray, we must have the right attitude.
所以这一个父亲就是带着这一个很好的态度，他跟主说什么？我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
This man has an amazing attitude as he comes before the Lord. He says to God, he says to Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief.
在这里我们看见这个人在祷告的时候，他充满着谦卑。
And we see humility in what he says.
在这里耶稣所要求的不是有着一个完全的信心。
What Jesus was expecting was not a complete faith.
这一个父亲就是信的一个人，不过他自认他的信不足，他求主帮助。
This man had faith, but he admitted the fact that his faith was weak.
今天有许多的这些假教师，这些假神医，他们常常责怪这一个没有得医治的人是因为他们的信心太小了。
These days we see faith healers who blame people who have come for healing, who blame them for the fact that they have not been healed because they say your faith is too small.
不过这段经文却让我们看见这个父亲的信心不大。
But we see here that this father's faith was not a big faith.
不过因着他有着正确的态度，所以耶稣就医治了他的孩子。
But he came before Jesus with humility, and it was this humility that Jesus was after, and Jesus healed his son.
耶稣不回答或者不垂听人的祷告，不是因为人的信心不足。
It is not because that your faith is incomplete that Jesus does not listen.
雅各书第四章告诉我们，你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
James 4:2-3 tells us that you do not have because you do not ask, you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passion.
所以很明显的，今天有很多人祷告神不回答是因为他们祷告是不正确的。
And it tells us thatWhen you pray and Jesus does not, or God does not respond to that prayer, it is because the prayer is asked in wrongly.
不过这个父亲来的时候，他的祷告是充满着谦卑。
But if this father comes before Jesus, his prayer is full of humility.
这个是荣耀神的一种祷告，代表着这一个人他需要神，他依赖神。
And it is a prayer that glorifies God because it represents that there is a dependence and a reliance on Jesus.
所以我们在向神祷告的时候也是要有同样的一种谦卑。我们祷告神不只是因为我们需要救恩，而且我们需要神的供应，我们需要神使我们成圣。
As we come before God and we pray, we need to be humble because it is God that we depend on for not just our salvation, butour sanctification and overcoming our sin.
所以耶稣在这里非常有慈悲的，要这个人把他的心事倾倒出来。同样的，神要我们向他祷告，要我们把要求都让他知道，因为他知道我们在这个世上有许多的艰难，有许多的这些征战。
And it's with such gentle mercy that Jesus invites him to share the pain that he has been suffering.In the same way, Jesus, God invites us to come before Him in prayer to share that.
不过神要求我们来到他的面前是谦卑的祷告。
And what God wants is for us to come before Him in humble prayer.
雅各书第四章第十节，勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you, says in James 4:10.
第二十五节，耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那污鬼说：“你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。”
In verse 25 it says, And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again.
我们记得耶稣他不要在这些众人面前显神迹了。
We know that Jesus has stopped working miracles in front of these people.
因为这些人来到找耶稣的时候，只是要看他显神迹，而不要听他的教导，他们不愿意认罪悔改。
Because they came to Jesus in order just to see these sensational signs and wonders, and they had no intention of repenting.
所以二十五节，当许多人越来越多人来的时候，耶稣很快的行动，把这个巫鬼赶走，因为他不要在这些面前显神迹。
And as Jesus saw the crowd gathering and running towards him, he quickly rebuked the unclean spirit that they would not have the pleasure of seeing this miracle.
二十六节，那鬼喊叫叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风就出来了，孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。
Verse 26 it says, and after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out and the boy was like a corpse.
这个是这一个巫鬼垂死的挣扎。巫鬼最后一次想要挣扎。
And this was the demon's last attempt.
希望能够在这一次把这个孩子给弄死了。
It was his last attempt at trying to destroy the boy.
不过耶稣在这里当然不让他这么做，而且二十七节，耶稣拉着他的手扶他起来，他就站了起来，痊愈了。
But Jesus did not allow this. And in verse 27, it says Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up.
所以这里耶稣就用这一个神迹，这一个赶鬼的神迹，教导门徒一个非常重要的功课。
And in this miracle, as he banished the demon, he taught the disciples the lesson of prayer.
这个功课，我们就是说信心的表现，就是祷告。
And this lesson is our title today, Prayer, the Expression of Faith.
我们来到最后一点。
And we come to our final point today.
祷告的缺乏。
The lack of prayer.
第二十八节，耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说，我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？耶稣说，非用祷告这一类的鬼总不能出来。
In verse 28 it says, when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer.
祷告就是通过祷告我们能够得到神的力量。
It is through prayer that we are able, that we are given strength by God.
这个就是耶稣教导门徒的功课，非用祷告他们就不能够得着那个力量，因为当他们没有祷告的时候，就是因着他们不再靠耶稣了。
And this was the lesson that Jesus was teaching the disciples, because without prayer, they did not have faith in order to remove the unclean spirit.
他们没有再靠耶稣了。
They did not depend on Jesus anymore.
他们可能是靠着自己的能力来行。
And it's possible that they depended on their own authority to remove the demon.
为什么呢？因为我们记得之前他们有成功过。
Why? Because we see that they had been successful before.
不过当耶稣没有与他们在一起的时间的时候，他们就忘了靠耶稣。
But without Jesus beside them, they had forgotten to depend on him.
每一个在属灵上的神迹，无论是这一种圣经里面所记载的神迹，或者甚至我们在传福音的时候，有一个罪人肯认罪悔改，这一些都是必须要靠着耶稣。
Any sort of miracle, whether it is the miracles that we see recorded in over here, or whether it's someone coming to faith after having heard the gospel, it all depends on the power of God.
我们的主要教导这些门徒，他们不能够靠着自己的力量。
The lesson here was for disciples to understand that they could not rely on their own strength.
在这里，他让门徒看见这一个父亲虽然只有微小的信心，不过他的态度是正确。他来到主的面前祷告，主，我信。不过我信不足，求你帮助，这一个小信 却是主愿意垂听的，因为他来到主的面前靠主。
And this lesson comes in the form of this father who comes before Jesus with a small faith. And in that small faith, he says, I believe, help my belief. It is this humility that Jesus acknowledges and responds to.
相反的，门徒没有靠主，他们没有祷告，靠的是自己的能力，所以他们失败了。
And the converse was true with the disciples. They did not depend on Jesus. They depended on their own strength, and therefore they failed.
这一个成功不在乎我们的力量，不在乎我们的能力，乃是在乎神。
Success is not in our own strength, but in the strength of God.
我们的信心不是完全的。
Our faith will never be complete.
它是不完全，而且我们的信心常常会动摇。
And our faith is often fragile.
更加因着如此，我们必须要信靠神，我们要常常的祷告。
All the more we need to be reliant on Jesus, and all the more we need to be praying.
祷告就是信心的表现。
Prayer is the expression of our faith.
有人曾经这么说过。我们在祷告的时候要似乎像是神完全做的，不过当我们在做的时候就要好像是完全靠我们。
Someone has said before that pray as though everything depended on God, work as though everything depended on you.
所以当我们做的时候，我们必须要非常用心的去做，要用尽我们的心思去做，不过同时间我们要祷告像是神完全做一样。
And so in whatever we do, we need to pour our efforts into it, to do it seriously. But as we pray that it is entirely up to God and His strength that accomplishes it.
有没有可能我们的教会没有很快速的增长，是因为我们没有足够的祷告呢？
Could it be that the fact that our church has not grown quickly has been becausewe've not been praying.
我们可能像门徒一样骄傲起来，觉得我们所做的是正确的，我们好好的讲解圣经，这一个做法是正确的，所以我们就开始骄傲了。
Could it be that we have become proud like the apostles who believed that it was in their own strength that they did anything?
我们在讲解圣经要讲解的清楚，而因着这样使我们骄傲起来吗？
We believe that we preach the Bible clearly and expositorily, and have we become proud of that?
不要误会了，我不是说讲解圣经，清楚的讲解圣经不重要，这个是非常重要的。
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that expository preaching is not important, it's extremely important.
我们必须要高举神的话。
In fact, we need to esteem God's word.
不过同时间，我们不要因此而骄傲起来，我们要继续的为教会祷告，为我们的牧师祷告，因为我们不能够靠着自己的力量而行。
But all the more we should not be proud and arrogant about it. We need to depend on God and pray for this church, pray for our pastor.
甚至连保罗也这么说，在以弗所书第六章，保罗说，不只是为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
Paul himself said in Ephesians 6, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel.
所以保罗的事工非常成功，因着祷告。
Paul's work was successful because he prayed.
我们信心的表现是通过祷告。
The expression of our faith is prayer.
如果我们没有祷告的话，就是代表着我们对神没有足够的信心。
And if we do not pray, it means that we do not have a faith in our Lord.
因为祷告是信心的表现。
Because prayer is the expression of faith.
你会去找一个人帮忙，是因为你觉得自己有需要。
If you go to someone to ask for help, it is an admittance that you have a need.
父母亲可能会请这一个家教或者是这个补习老师来教导孩子，让他们有着更好的成绩。
Parents may go to may hire tuition teachers in order to help their children with schoolwork.
运动员会有这个教练帮助他们赢得奖牌。
Athletes have coaches that coach them towards success.
当人要上法庭打官司的时候，会聘请这个律师来代表他们打官司。
Someone going to court will hire a lawyer to represent them.
在这一些所有的例子，就是让我们看见这些人都对这某某人有着信心。
In these three examples, we see that these people all had placed their faith in someone else.
父母亲对补习老师有信心。
Parents have faith in the tuition teacher that they hire.
运动员对教练有信心。
Athletes put their faith in their coach.
这一个打官司的人对律师有信心。
And the person that is going to court places his faith in his lawyer.
只有当你认同自己需要帮助的时候，你才会去找人帮助。
And it is only when you accept that you have a need will you go to someone for help.
当我们不祷告神的时候，就代表我们觉得我不需要神，我可以自己解决自己的问题。
If we do not pray, it simply says that we do not believe we have a need and we can solve our own problems.
所以祷告的缺乏就代表了我对自己的信心比对着神的信心大。
And so the lack of prayer suggests that you have more faith in yourself than you have in God.
你要蒙神喜悦吗？你要神喜悦吗？
Would you like God to be happy?
你就需要有信心。
And that you must have faith.
这个信心不需要是完全的。
This faith does not need to be complete.
不过神所要求的是我们有着这个靠他的信心。
What God wants is for us to have a heart that depends on Him.
希伯来书十一章六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Hebrews 11:6 says, And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him.
所以我们如果要表现这种信心的话，我们就需要认同我们有祷告的需要。我们祷告的时候必须谦卑，我们也必须在祷告的时候不缺乏。
And so, if we are to please God, we must come before Him with a humble heart and depend on Him in prayer.
让我们做个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this passage in Mark. Lord, we struggle with prayer, each one of us in different ways. And we often, in times of need, we depend on our own strength andPray that, Lord, you would help us to see that all our strength and all our abilities come from you. And we pray that, Lord, you would help us to have a heart that depends on you, have a heart that relies on your strength and not our own. Lord, we pray that you will help us remember that when we are weak, you are strong, and that is the difference between us and someone who does not know you.We pray that, Lord, as we are sanctified, that we will continue to grow in faith, Lord, knowing that it pleases you, that we come before you, that we bring our cares and our concerns before you. We pray that you help us see the need and the great need in us, Lord, that as we become more mature in our faith, we become more dependent on you. In Jesus' name we pray.